The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. I noticed the young mother with 3 children under 8 years of age. A lady in her 70s was pulling her oxygen tank and breathing with a nose piece. There were teenagers, middle-aged folks, and others, but all had a common goal: defend their right to publicly express their faith. This was their heart cry. This was why they braved the many miles of snowy roads and the bone-chilling wind in Washington, D.C. They'd come to the Supreme Court building to say to the judges on that court, "We want the right of our children to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ acknowledged and protected." The Supreme Court was hearing two cases this day in March 2005, which had to do with the Ten Commandments being displayed in public. These rulings would either stop the advance of anti-Christian forces or greatly encourage them to further strip America of open religious expressions. Does the First Amendment protect us from exposure to the Bible? Well, let me suggest we do an unusual thing. Let's let America's founders speak for themselves. After all, if you wrote a letter, wouldn't you want the person to whom you sent it to be the one to read it? Or would you want someone else to read it for them and interpret to them what you were saying? Why not let the founders speak for themselves? Here is exactly what the founders said in the First Amendment: "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." The phrase which has been used against religious expression in public is the phrase "establishment of religion." Now it's being interpreted to say that no expression of religious nature can be seen or heard in public. This simply is not correct. If we look at the original drafts of the amendment, we can easily see the meaning which the founders intended. James Madison, the man who wrote most of the Constitution, originally proposed the wording for the First Amendment. Instead of "establishment of religion," he wanted it to say, "Nor shall any national religion be established." The second version discussed on that date of September 3, 1789, said, "Congress shall make no law establishing any particular denomination." The third version discussed said, "Congress shall make no law establishing any particular denomination in preference to others." Fisher Ames, another of our founders, proposed that the wording be, "Congress shall make no law establishing religion." That's the version that the House finally passed that day to be sent to the Senate for their approval. Eventually, the Joint Committee of Senators and Representatives agreed on the wording, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion." The meaning is clear. They were obviously saying they didn't want the national government establishing a particular denomination as the national church, like England had done with the Anglican Church. That is what the phrase "establishment of religion" meant. Fisher Ames, whose wording was finally approved by the House, made clear his position on whether the Bible should be taught to children in school when he said, quote, "Why then should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a schoolbook? Its morals are pure. The reverence for the sacred book that is gained in childhood lasts long." End quote. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man who greatly delights in His commandments." Does it not seem that God, as well as our founders, wanted the Bible in public places? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.